not sound. Close to 100 members of the Bahamas Customs Immigration and Allied Workers Union took over the Nassau Guardian's parking lot this morning. They were hoping to have a word with Labor Minister Dion Folks, who was a guest on Guardian Radio talk show Darold Miller Live. On Friday, Folks revealed that he had referred their matter to the Industrial Tribunal, ending their strike. He said at the time that if customs and immigration officers did not return to work, there would be consequences. Well, their strike action continued today. Union trustee Alma Wim says they will continue to take action until the government addresses their calls for a proper shift system and compensation. Insert. Union Vice President Sloan Smith insists his members are not defying the minister's orders by continuing to strike because the government did not do its due diligence. Insert. Folks has said the main issues customs and immigration officers have been pushing were never mentioned in their February meeting with Prime Minister Ingram or in the trade dispute they filed. However, Smith says they were listed under job and wage description, shift premium, and health and safety. He accused the government of addressing the minor issues and ignoring the major ones. Vonique Toot, Guardian News Network.